15 minutes. We'll start off with Daf Gimel Amud Aleph. We'll start with the mission. Yeah. Mission describes. You know how to be ish ploni shukayv lechaver elav zuz. We testify falsely, of course, because we are lying, that our friend owes 1,000 zuz. Amanat litin lamikam dash loshim yam. That he has the requirement to do so. Actually, we're telling the truth about the loan, but not the duration of the loan. We say that it's 1,000 zuz, and the time it has to be paid back was in 30 days. Ru amar mikam dash eser shanim, and it really was a 10-year loan. 10-year obligation. We're going to make him pay back in 30 days, but you really had 10 years to pay. That's a big difference. All my big investors here know that if you have to return it around within 30 days, it's like no time at all. 10 years is significant. So Om didn't come out. Adam wrote to Litim Yadu Elav Zuz, Bein Nos Mikan Vad Lamed Yom, Bein Nos Mikan Vad Aser Shanim. So we have to figure out what's the damage the Adam Zomim are doing, and then they're lying. So we say their damage was a function of the distinction you would make. How much would I pay to have money for that extra period of time? So the Gemara says, at the very bottom of Daf Gimel Amud Aleph, last two lines, Amar Rabbi Yehuda Meshmuel, Hamei Malves Chaveru Le'eser Shanim Shvius Mishamta. This was our cliffhanger last week. We noted that within 10 years, there have to be at least 7 years. Every seventh year there is Shemitah. What happened in Shemitah? So the Pasuk says, lo, you go. So you cannot go and demand money from your friend that he owes you. You're not allowed to demand it, which means there's an annulment of that loan. So the Gemara says, if I lend my money to my friend for 10 years, Shviyat Mishamato, Shviyat annuls it. Turn over the daf. Even though at that moment we don't have lo yigos, we're not talking about the moment of the individual not being demanded to return. So at some point it has to come to that moment in time where the pasuk says you cannot ask your friend for the money. That's what Shemitah does. That's a fact out there. That's going to be problematic from our Mishnah, because our Mishnahs choose to sort of ignore that fact. The Mishnah said we have to figure out how much damage we were going to do. If we said the commission has to return to something within 30 days, and really has 10 years, we were doing him damage. But how much, the Gemara said, how much of the damage? The difference between 30 days and 10 years. What about Shemitah in the middle? That is the Gemara's question. Masiv Rav Kahana, yes. Rabbi Nachum Edelstein.
Why wouldn't everyone just take a 10-year loan and then...
You'll see in a moment. Excellent question. So Master Rav Kahana, Om Dim Kama Adam Rotu Litim Viyu Elav Zuz Biyado Ben Litim Mikamad Lamed Yom Ben Litim Mikamad Esther Shadam. That's a quote of our Mishnah. V'yarmid Shviyas Mishamad Ato Kulu Nami Boy Shlumulay. But if Shemitah really was going to knock off the loan, and I had a 10-year loan, so the truth was, I'm making him have a much bigger damage, because really that loan would have been annulled. It never would have come to fruition. That was Menachem's question. So why don't we always make 10-year loans? It's a great deal. 10-year loan, I never pay you back. Yeah. Wow, what a great deal. I think at some point the lenders would catch on. This doesn't really work so well. So the Gemara says, I'm a Rava, Hakimai is keen on this. Is talking about a situation. There are various mechanisms. How do I get around Shemitah? So there are two ways to get around it. There are numerous ways to get around it, but two ways to get around it is, one, you make the loan conditional to a actual physical piece of a mashkon. Mashkon is, ever heard of the term mashkon before? No. Collateral. So you make it the physical collateral, which is a form of, or you give the shtaros over to Bezdin, which is called a pruzbol. We actually do this. At Shemitah, you give your shtaros over to the authority of Bezdin so that they can still be collected. So there are ways.
So it basically works throughout Shemitah? Even.
Yes. So it gets around it. As the Gemara says, it's not hamala l'mashkon, but most shtaros l'Bezdin, ein mashmitin. The Shemitah does not take effect. We can circumvent. We can get around the Shemitah principle. And that would be the answer in our Gemara. It really is going to be a 10-year loan. What about the Shemitah in the middle, Rav Gavri? So the answer is, I took care of that. I did it on a mashkon with collateral. The collateral still exists, or I gave it over to Bezdin, and that answers Menachem's question. Otherwise, I will never do a loan for you for an extended period of time, because I know Shemitah's coming. Like, Shemitah's coming next year. If not, but let's say it were. So I go over to Reb Ezra and say, oh, Reb Ezra, can you loan me the $10,000? And he'll say, sure. And then come Shemitah and I'll say, oh, sorry, Ezra, Shemitah came. I don't know what happened to your money. Right? So the Gemara said this follows. Ikad Amri means, what does Ikad Amri mean, Reb gentlemen? What does Ikad Amri mean? Some say. Another version of the same type of discussion. Ikad Amri, Amri Huda Mishmuel, Hamavas Chaveru L'Esser Shadim Ein Shviyat Mishamato. See, Reb Huda Mishmuel says something more novel. He says that in general, if we set it up for a 10-year loan, by definition, we have said that Shemitah is not going to take effect. So we all know, we're all big Tamidei Chachamim. We all know the Pesukim. We all know that there's Shemitah. Rav Devil Laran knows there's Shemitah twice. He knows Shemitah. So how could it be that we're going to say, we said if we set up a 10-year loan, by definition, we are saying Shemitah is not going to work. Now the Gemara says, "Avik avda atzul leligos hashdimi lo kavinim beligos." Amar Rav Kahana, "Afanar nami tinina." We also have a Tanaic source that supports it, which is our Mishnah. Omdim kama adam rotu litim yo elav zuz biyadom. Bein litim mikan adlamid yom. Bein litim mikan. But as a shadow, my Mishnah said that you have to pay the distinction. The Adam Zom have to pay the distinction between a 30-day loan and a 10-year loan. So the Gemara says, "Vi armid shviat mishamarato kulo boy namishlu." If the truth was, Shemitah took it away. They were really costing him an entire loan. They have to pay the total amount. Must be, says the Gemara, that when you do a 10-year loan, there's no Shemitah. So the Gemara says, no proof to that. I don't know about that. Amareva, hachmayeskinon, b'mavala mashkon, d'moshteros lebezdin, d'tanan ha'mavala mashkon, d'moshteros lebezdin, ein mashmitin. It could very well be that a 10-year loan does get annulled, unless I've taken these... taking these steps as the Gemara describes. Okay, the Gemara now goes on, and I want to talk about the point that Reb Ezra was alluding to in his comment a moment ago. And Reb Ezra's not even sure what that meant, but I'll tell you what it meant. Reb Ezra was alluding to the fact that how can I get rid of Shemitah? It's a pasuk in the Torah. I can't just blow it off. How do we do that? How do I ignore it? So the Gemara says an interesting concept. I'm Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel. Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel said the following. Amar Lechaveiro Manas. If I make a loan, if I loan Zeke money, and I tell Zeke, I'm loaning you this money, I know Shemitah's going to come up, it's not going to work. It's on condition that Shemitah doesn't work. The Shemitah still works. I don't have the right to make that condition. It's a pasuk. So the Gemara says, why? You're making a t'nai against what the Torah says. If you make a t'nai, I can't make a condition against the Torah. I'm making a condition with Morty on condition that pork is kosher. I can't do that. It's not. It's against the Torah. You can't do that. So if I want to say there's no Shemitah, the Torah said there's Shemitah. That I can't do. So that's what Shmuel suggests. Now the Gemara points out, Ona means the following. Ona means overcharging. Rav Morocco is a good businessman. He wants to get as much profit as he can. So how much does he charge? Yeah, he charges like 50% more than the things really cost.
That's not allowed.
So Rav Morocco from Steinberger is thinking about this. Their eyes are lighting up. So the lach is, you can't do that. You can't do that. You can't charge more than a sixth of the going rate. That's the Torah's principle. Now, if I tell my friend, I'm going to sell this to you, and I'm going to charge you 200% more, on condition there's no ona. So Rav Amar, Yesh lo avona. Rav says, you can't do that. There's still ona. You're not allowed to overcharge. You can't make this stuff up. Shmuel Amar, ain't lo avona. Shmuel says, well, we made a condition. There's no ona. That seems to imply that Shmuel is willing to make conditions that are against the Torah. And we just said a moment ago in Shemitah, you can't do that. Shmuel is himself. He's contradicting himself. How can he do that? So the Gemara says, no problem. Amar Rav Anan, the Didi Mefar Shalemine, the Shmuel, I'll explain Shmuel. Amanash ain't lach alayona, ain't lo alavona. Amanash ain't boona, harej yesh boona. Here's the distinction. It sounds like semantics. It sounds like it's a little bit of a game, Rav Gavi, but it's not. It's brilliant. He says, the distinction is as follows. If I say there is no concept of ona, I can't do that. The Torah says there's a concept of ona. I don't have the right to say, the Torah rules blew him up. I don't care. That I can't do. If Reb Zeke and I say, we both know there's a concept of ona, there is such a principle in the Torah. But you and I are going to agree that we're just going to overcharge anyway. We know this, we're not supposed to, but we're going to do it. So there, Shmuel says, that you can do. See the distinction? If I try to claim there is no such concept, can't do it. If I try to say there is such a concept, but we're going to work around it, we can do that. How can we do that? We're going against a pasuk of the Torah, Reb Ezra. How can we do that?
I mean, it makes sense for like ona'a, at least, just because ona'a is like overcharged between like the seller and the buyer. And if you agree that it's not overcharged, then it's not overcharged. But how does that work with Shemitah work?
Excellent, excellent question, Reb Ezra asks. So the answer to both things in monetary matters, two people can make an agreement in monetary matters as we want. What's the proof? Because at the end of the day, let's say I go to Reb Zeke and say, instead of overcharging, he's just going to give me a $100 gift. He could always do that if he wants to. Zeke's a generous man. Zeke. He's giving out money like candy. Just come to Zeke. It's no problem. We can always do that. So that's really the answer, Reb Ezra. You're right. When it comes to monetary matters, well, the pork example before was a terrible example because, like, none of us have the right to change that. Oh, Marty Myers and I make an agreement. We both decided that pork is kosher. Our decision. Can't do that. That we can't do. That's against the Torah. But when it comes to monetary matters, since at the end of the day, if I really wanted to, I could just take out of my wallet and give Reb Israel Stern money. I can always do that. So again, if we say there's no such halachic concept, that's against the Torah. If we acknowledge the concept, but are saying we both know that concept exists, but we're willing to deal a monetary situation differently, then we can do that. As the Gemara says, Hachanami, one second, Amanas, first of the wide lines, Amanash lo tash miteni b'shviat, ein shviat mishamato, Amanash lo tash miteni shviat, shviat mishamato. If we say, we acknowledge Shemitah exists, this is exactly on Ezra's point, we're just saying, we're agreeing that even though we know Shemitah should take it off, we're going to extend the loan, that's fine. If we say there is no such concept of Shemitah annulling the loan, we don't have the right to say that.
If we can overrule monetary rules from the within
limits,
why have them there at all then?
No, because the rules are designed to be protected, and the individual. Most of the time, the individual doesn't know this. This is the way I'm supposed to conduct myself. If I want to go in eyes wide open and say, I don't know why you want to do this, but yeah. I don't mind if you rip me off blind. Yeah, I really want that football. I'm going to pay you 3 times its real going price because I really want it. And you say to me, Rabbi, it's 3 times the price. You know, and I say, I know, but I need it. 3 times the price. I'm going to pay the price. So, person can always be a fool, but halacha was designed to protect me from being a fool. If I want to be a fool, that's my prerogative. The Shemitah is a little more complex because sometimes it is in our best interest to have extended loans, so maybe it really works for both of us. That's the point. Yes, Rav Gavi Steiger.
Does it work when you're selling it for not a sixth of the price if the person who's buying doesn't know? Because
oh, no, it does not work. No.
It doesn't work?
No, then I'm ripping you off.
All right. Just clarify.
If Jews aren't allowed to charge each other interest, then what's the point of giving a loan? It's just risking.
Ah, so that's an excellent point. So let's make
nice,
it.
Huh?
So we got to get
risking your money.
No, so let's make an interesting observation. I don't want to get too far afield.
Still good.
Okay, just make sure. 12 minutes. Okay, so let me answer Steinberg's question very succinctly, but it's really a much larger question. The assumption is, in halacha, that you're loaning, normally it makes sense to loan with interest. That's why I loan money. Otherwise, I'm taking a risk for no point. That's why when people misunderstand, the fact that I'm allowed to lend a non-Jew with interest is not because I'm being non-fair to non-Jews. That's normative. That's why banks exist. That's how they make their money. The whole concept that the Torah is suggesting is that you should treat other fellow Jews the way you'd treat, like, your sibling. Assuming you get along with your siblings. But let's say you get along with your siblings, right? You have someone you're really close to, a really close friend. A really close friend to you said, you know, I'm really stuck. Can you lend me $10,000? If you had $10,000, maybe you would do it, right? You'd want to do that for a close friend. You wouldn't worry about the interest. So the Torah is saying we should treat all Jews that way. Ah, now you're going to tell me, but that's great. That's lofty. That's aspirational. But it's not real. What do we do in Israel? Do Israel banks lend money without interest? No. So they do lend money with interest, but instead they create something called a heter iska, where the individual is really investing together, and it really becomes a joint investment. But this concept is that concept. The concept is really supposed to be that I'm treating my friend with that. I'm really treating my friend that way, that I don't want to, that even though you're just a fellow Jew, you're not my best friend, you're not my sibling, but I'm really doing to you in that sense familial. When we finish the Gemara, which will be in less than 2 minutes, and doesn't have to be on the shear, I'll tell you a great story about a friend of mine asking me for $10,000. Okay, so the Gemara goes on. The Gemara says as follows. 3 lines into the wide lines. Tanya, Tana, Hamavas Chaveru Stam, Eina Rishrei L'Tova Pachtim L'Lamad Yom. If I lend money to my friend Stam, Stam Azoi. Stam means there's no parameters. We didn't say. So what's the assumed amount? How long do I have to pay him back? 30 days. If no numbers were met, if we didn't agree to any specific numbers, we say it's 30 days. So the Gemara says, "Savar of Rabbi Bar Chana kamei de Rav lemeimer hanimili milva b'shtar to lo avet inish the tiarach the cost of shtar batim miklat in yomer of milva apelo." Rabbi Bar Chana says, "In the name of Rav, that's when we went through the bother. Barako and I went through the bother of writing a shtar, a document. I'm not going to go through so much bother if it's not going to be at least for 30 days. But if Rav Ari Smith and I just have a oral loan, no papers, no anything, then the same rule wouldn't apply. Says the Gemara, no, Amalei Rav, Hakim or Habibi, my good friend Habibi says, Echad Amalva Bishtar, Echad Amalva Alpeh, no. All loans, the assumed amount is, Rav Gekovich, 30 days. Stam loan, a regular loan without parameters, is 30 days. Tanya Nami Hachi, Bryce said this as well. Hamavas Chaver is Stam. Einer Asher the Tovo, Pach Mishloshim Yom. Echad Amilva Bishtar, Echad Amilva Apeh. If I lend money to my friend without any parameters, I cannot be Tovea. Tovea means to demand it back from him less than 30 days. Whether it's a shtar, whether it's a loan written in a document or a loan just oral between us. Amalei Rishmol Rav Masna. Lo tesi v'akra'eich ad mefarsh le'lehai shmaitim ino ha-milsa. So Shmuel told Rav Masna, don't sit down until you explain to me how we know this. To Amar Rabbanan ha-malvaz chaveru stam, eini rishor the tovah pachim alamid yom, echad ha-milva b'shtar v'echad ha-milva al-peh. How do they know this, Rabbanan stam? How did the Rabbanan know that a regular loan is automatically 30 days? So he brings him a proof that's going to be a little interesting, but Amar Lei Diksiv, the Pasuk says as follows, Korva Shnas HaShev HaShnas HaShmita, that the seventh year is coming, which is the year of Shmita. Says the Gemara, Mimashma, Shanamah Korva Shnas HaShev HaEni Yudeya Shishnas HaShmita. If it's the seventh year, what's always the seventh year? Shmita. So it's redundant. Why would the Torah tell us after the seventh year is coming and that year is Shmita? We know that. So the Gemara says, Elamatam Adlomer, what's its point? Shnas HaShmita Lomalach, Yeshmita Acheres Hi Kazu. There's another form of shmita, another form of termination. What is that? Ve'ezuzu Hamavos Chaver Estam She'ena Rishon the Tova Pachs Mishloshim Yom. That's another form similar to shmita that you can't demand money within 30 days. How do I get that from that pasuk? So the Amar Mar, because Mar said Shloshim Yom. This is the first of the very wide corpulent lines. The Amar Mar Shloshim Yom Bashana Chashav Shana, because 30 days is considered like a year. There's an analogy that is considered like a full year. That's a shnas hashmita. It's an extended period of time. So just like in shmita, I cannot ask you back for the loan. I cannot ask you back for a regular loan, anything less than 30 days. We'll stop here. God willing, continue probably after Sukkot.
Well,
yeah.